Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Bonnie Westhoff received her doctorate from Logos University in Jacksonville, Florida. She immediately was ordained, served as a prayer minister at Christian Healing Ministries in Jacksonville. Christian Healing Ministries is an international organization led by Francis McNutt, who is renowned as a pioneer in healing prayer. Dr. Westhoff's book, Healing to Wholeness, captures what she learned as well as stories of healing as a result of healing prayer. Actual prayers for healing are included in her book, as well as healing scriptures. Dr. Bonnie Westhoff, author of Healing to Wholeness, is our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Westhoff, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here.
This is really a timely and important program. The title of the book is Healing to Wholeness. And I'm thinking, could this be helpful as we all deal with the COVID-19 virus that's going around? It's certainly what's on the minds of everyone throughout the world at this time. Is this helpful? Does this apply to what you're talking about in Healing to Wholeness?
Yes, the book is very timely. Of course, it covers spiritual healing, but part three of the book is all about physical healing. Those that are in good health are the ones that are overcoming this virus. My focus is to be in homeostasis, which is to be balanced both in the body and the brain. Brain chemicals consist of amino acids, and we can all be taking a complete amino acid supplement every day, along with our complete vitamin and mineral.
Really looking forward to this conversation. So much information that Dr. Westhoff will give us. Her book's available at Amazon. I'll give you that information as we go through the program. You're right. This is really very timely. The book, Healing to Wholeness, what was your motivation for writing this? What was the inspiration?
Well, early in my life, I had my thyroid and gallbladder out, and I'm becoming aware that that could be what caused me to later have colon cancer. God prepares us for everything. I was saved the night before my cancer surgery. I asked Jesus if I died in the surgery, would I go to heaven? And the Holy Spirit spent the whole night convicting me of my sin. I thought I had been a good person until the Holy Spirit showed me how Jesus saw my life. As morning arrived, I saw the sun like burst into my window. It wasn't until many years later I realized the sun didn't come up on that side of the house. It was the glory of God. I'm humbled to think that the Lord comes to be present with us and does it in a way that we'll never forget. I began salvation by being healed and seeing the glory of God. God is miraculous.
The Lord certainly is miraculous, isn't he? That's an amazing story.
He gave me the gift of reading as well. I had difficulty with comprehension, but that morning I felt his glory in a way that all I wanted to do was read the Bible. I ran to my mother and told her I'd spent the night with Jesus and I knew everything was going to be okay. I was staying with her and asked for a Bible. When I opened it, I knew I could understand it. From that moment on, I began to read the Bible to the Lord out loud in worship. I would pray initially that the Holy Spirit would help me understand, even before I knew he was the interpreter. Just think, I went from a deficiency in reading to becoming an author. When God is in charge, he takes our greatest weaknesses and turns them into our greatest strengths. Amazing.
From that story, I can certainly see how you wrote on spiritual healing. It was sort of the next course you needed to take, wasn't it?
Right. After my cancer, I was committed to God. I got my doctorate in ministry just trying to understand the truth of Jesus. My church sent me to Christian Healing Ministries to learn to be a healing prayer minister. I journaled my experiences there every day until I believe it was the Lord that encouraged me to publish what I had learned. We were taught there are four types of healing: generational healing, occultic healing, inner healing, and physical healing. In seeing people for prayer, I came to pray these four types of prayer in consecutive order. The prayers are spiritual, which means that we cast out the spirits as commanded in Mark 16:17. I spent a great amount of time in the book explaining the spiritual war of evil against good that is present in the earth today. 2 Corinthians 4:4 tells us that Satan is the god of this world, who really rules by sending evil spirits or thoughts within our minds when we go against the truth of Jesus Christ. We see that in the book of Job, where Satan causes illness. We don't know when we are addicted that it could be a spirit controlling us. And we're all addicted in some way or another. In ministering, it is always my greatest pleasure to help someone understand a spirit could be dominating, and usually not the person themselves that could be causing bad things. How wonderful to blame Satan and not the person. I think it always helps the person to take on responsibility, knowing they can take control through the Holy Spirit. We can cast out this spirit and ask the Holy Spirit to fill that person with his spirit to be an overcomer. I go into great detail in all four types of healing, and I'd like to give you a little brief overview.
Yes, please do.
The first type of healing is generational healing. It deals with those spirits we may have received at birth in our DNA. An example could be spirits that cause alcoholism. The second is occultic healing. It can come as a residual from our parents' occultic practices or from any individual who worships a false god. Many people practice yoga. When we say namaste, we're telling that person that we worship the god within them. It is not worshiping the one true God. This is a little thing to many people. But I told my Christian girlfriend that yoga was an occultic practice. The next time I saw her, she said she went to yoga class and felt a spirit come into her neck and she couldn't get rid of it. We had to remove the spirit and then she was healed. The third type is inner healing. It's the same as renewing the mind in Romans 12:2. You can see that we have to take out the generational and occultic spirits that control us before we begin to heal our mind. We remove the negative thoughts and renew them by replacing everything, by seeing them as Jesus sees them. We help others to see their parents could have had a bad spirit rather than thinking that they didn't love them. Satan takes the rightful blame and Jesus receives the credit for the healing. And the last healing prayer is over physical healing. And many times the spirits that can cause physical healings are removed by now. We can never guarantee that God will heal physically.
This is really interesting. With us on the program is Dr. Bonnie Westhoff. If you're Googling, that's Westhoff. The book is Healing to Wholeness. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Amazon, get information on the book. What all you're saying there, God really doesn't guarantee healing, does he? Your book is Healing to Wholeness. Mm-hmm. Define wholeness for us. What's the definition of wholeness?
Oh, that's so important. Wholeness is defined as healing first the spirit, second the soul, which is the mind, will, and emotions, and third the body, which includes all the chemistry within the brain. I give a description of all the brain chemicals, how they're diseased, and how we can balance them. I have a figure of the brain that shows how a thought enters and is stored. Our brain and body are connected. Our brain is fed by glucose from the food we ingest. Our gut, for instance, is where we make the serotonin, which is the brain chemical that helps overcome depression. The thought process in our brain takes in our subconscious before our conscious. Therefore, our subconscious has to be cleansed from negative thinking in order to see it from the eyes of Jesus. God is only good. If we have a negative thought, it isn't from God. 2 Corinthians 10:5 tells us, to bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. We can change or form a habit in 3 weeks on purpose. We can turn all negative thoughts into seeing everything and everyone in the goodness of God. How exciting it is to see how Jesus is going to turn every circumstance into grace, much like he did with my cancer.
Would you say helping people turn from the negative to the goodness of God is a key to the healing you talk about?
Oh, yes. Inner healing brings the peace of God. Our negative thoughts come from Satan. We can see Jesus in every person and allow them to see Jesus in us. have seen it save marriages and helped parents see the good in their children instead of their wayward ways. Instead of telling someone what is wrong, we need to show them what is right. It diffuses arguments and dysfunctional environments.
If you're just joining us on This Week in America or have been listening and want more information on today's guest, it's Dr. Bonnie Westhoff. Her book is Healing to Wholeness. You'll find it at Amazon, other places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to get some information. Can you give me an example of someone you prayed for where you saw this happen?
Yes. Someone came in who was divorced for over a year, and her husband had custody of the two boys. And she came for prayer because her lease was running out, and she needed confirmation in her decision-making. When I asked her if she was Jesus to her husband and sons, she broke down. She got to the root of not being able to make a commitment. She moved back to her domicile with her husband and sons. But she came back again and again and shared how Christian Healing Ministries brought her the peace she was always looking for. Of course, it was Jesus who performed the miracle in her life. She came for one reason, but God's plans are always so much bigger than ours. He's the God of this world that can do all things.
What an amazing story, and you will find so many of these in Dr. Westhoff's book, Healing to Wholeness. One of the chapters that caught my attention, as all of them did, this one jumped out, and the chapter I'm talking about is Go Past Forgiveness in Christ. Can you expound a little bit on that title, what exactly that means?
Yes, I had a client in a three-day prayer event. In the first day, one of the participants talked about her daughter, and the group helped her to forgive her. And that night, the Holy Spirit told me that if she forgave her, she was also calling her guilty. This was an eye-opener for me. Jesus showed me that he forgave as an act of love, but he never accused us of our guilt. That it is up to each of us to be convicted by the Holy Spirit. The next day, I shared what the Lord had revealed to me. It just further endorses the biblical base at Christian Healing Ministries. Take out the spirit and cleanse the mind. By seeing Jesus in her daughter, she was able to join her daughter in overcoming the spirit and bring the goodness of God into the situation. God is only good.
I'll repeat that. God is only good. That's biblical. Can you give maybe another example of how turning from a negative into God's goodness actually made a difference?
I'll keep it personal.
Okay.
When attending training at Christian Healing Ministries, Judith McNutt quoted Romans 5:5, "The spirit of the love of God is poured into your heart." I could feel the love of God for the first time. I went home and asked the Holy Spirit for me to show my husband the love of God through me. He wasn't saved. It took a year for me to have no negative thoughts and see the goodness of God in him. And he was a good guy. But one night we were laying in bed reading, and the Holy Spirit said, "Now." I knew what he meant. I turned to my husband and said, "You know, it wouldn't be too much for you to ask Jesus into your heart and save you so you can go to heaven with me." I turned back and picked up my book. He immediately turned to me in the spirit and said, "Jesus, come into my heart and save me so I can go to heaven with my wife." He turned back and picked up his book. "What do you think?" I thought. "Is that it, Jesus? Is he saved? Oh, Holy Spirit, show me. Prove it to me." And the next morning, true to the Holy Spirit, as I entered the kitchen, my husband took me by the shoulders and said, "I don't ever want to argue with you again." And we didn't. We had three glorious years before God took him to heaven. If I hadn't gone to Christian Healing Ministries to serve, I don't think my husband would be in heaven. That was the greatest moment in my life. My salvation was great, too, but it wasn't as an answer to prayer. God answers prayer. God comes and does the miraculous all the time. Today, I look for a miracle every day.
You know, I can see where serving Christ has brought you to want to share what you've learned about healing with others. This really is from the heart and a passion of yours, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Healing the body is really intricate, though. Our body has millions and trillions of cells that fire neurons to another cell to keep them alive. Our bodies become diseased as our cells degenerate. Cancer can take 5 to 7 years before it develops into a disease. There are doctors I refer to in the book that show we can heal Alzheimer's, diabetes too. I refuse to take cholesterol medicine because I know it fries my brain. I got to the point of not being able to finish my sentences before I went to the internet and typed supplement cholesterol. And now I take CLA, which is the conjugated linoleic acid, to support healthy lipid levels. I believe that takes the fat out of my blood. In the book, I discuss supplements whenever possible over prescription drugs. Of course, with many illnesses like my thyroid, it's required medication. I take hyaluronic acid daily. In an hour, the circles under my eyes disappear. As we get older, we need more hydration, and hyaluronic acid does that for us. It oils our joints instead of depending on calcium that has a hard time actually being taken into the bones without the vitamin D3 or the K2.
You know, I want to make sure I'm understanding this. Hyaluronic acid, I'm writing that down as we're talking. I'm going to look into that. Again, we've learned something today, so much actually today during the course of the program. What you're describing really can be a lifelong study, can't it?
Yes. You spell hyaluronic, H-Y-A-L-U-R-O-N-I-C.
Okay,
I was just going to the internet and type hyaluronic acid, and I do it on, it usually comes up on Amazon, and I can get the best price by doing it that way. It's really phenomenal.
Okay, and I was close on the spelling. Thank you for helping me out on that and jotting that down. Didn't mean to interrupt,
so
but I was
wonderful.
Close. I'm definitely going to look into that. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead, please.
That's okay. I didn't either. I can't stop the study. I'm beginning to work on my next book on how to keep ourselves not only cleansed but empowered. I want to provide information on all 11 human systems. I'll use myself as an example. Because I had my thyroid out, I've struggled with energy and the whole hormonal system. The removal of my gallbladder disrupted my digestive system because the gallbladder holds the bile produced in the liver until it's needed for digesting the fatty foods before going into the small intestine. Bile digests and absorbs fat and eliminates waste from the body. Hence, I may have developed colon cancer when my body didn't automatically flush itself from the buildup. Enzymes make cells fire to allow the cell to carry out chemical reactions that allow a cell to grow and reproduce. Over time, our cells weaken and slow the reproduction, which causes aging and disease. Enzymes are made from amino acids, which are our proteins. And the digestive enzymes break down proteins and carbs and lipids. The conjugated bile acid, like that CLA I spoke of, emulsifies the lipids. We can detox and cleanse our cells. We can adhere to the keto concept of no sugar and carbs, which I believe cause disease. We know cancer feeds on sugar and that carbs break down to sugar. Yet we have to know how to feed our brains because they feed on glucose, which is a form of sugar. Hopefully I can explain all of this in detail in my next book.
And we'll be looking forward to that. This book by Dr. Westhoff that we're talking about on the program today is Healing to Wholeness by Dr. Bonnie Westhoff. As you're Googling, that's Westhoff. You'll find the book at Amazon, the usual places. How would you describe wholeness with those who have birth defects?
Oh, perfect question. I believe in miracles, and I believe that God doesn't always heal. So I'm digging deeper into my studies, and always in a hands-on way. I'm actually going back to work with the disabled and end my retirement, not for the purpose of God healing, although he can, but to better understand how wholeness can be achieved even and especially in the disabled. Wholeness is the whole being. Everyone can be healthy if they take their prescribed medications. The disabled are not sick. They are physically or mentally challenged. I'm eager for God to teach me so much more in these final years of my life. I believe God is directing me to have a healing to wholeness too, because you know I'll be journaling the messages God it will be revealing to me day by day.
Yes.
And then I'll just be singing just a closer walk with thee.
What an amazing conversation this has been. Unfortunately, it's gone by way too quickly. With us on the program, Dr. Bonnie Westhoff. And Doctor, we thank you for being with us on the program. We hope that we all can find God's remedy for healing, and you laid that out for us in your book, Healing to Wholeness. You can purchase Dr. Westhoff's book by going to Amazon, the usual places, wherever books are sold. Look forward to Healing to Wholeness 2 in the future. Doctor, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. So much good information. Only the tip of the iceberg in the limited time we had available on the program today, but you are impacting lives in a very positive way. Bless you in your work, and thank you for being with us on the program.
Oh, it was my pleasure. God is only good.
Yes, and we'll direct you to Dr. Westhoff's book. Once again, jotting these down. If you don't get them written down, go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can get all the information. Healing to Wholeness by Dr. Bonnie Westhoff. She's written other books as well. You'll find that information at Amazon. Soon to be out, Healing to Wholeness 2, and we'll stay in touch with Dr. Westhoff and have her come back and talk about that as well. Again, Dr. Bonnie Westhoff, our guest on the program, her book, Healing to Wholeness. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.